بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميلاد سعيد حضرت امير المؤمنين علي بن ابي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام را.
What you're watching is an audience given by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Supreme Leader of Islamic Revolution, for the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. I would like to congratulate and offer my felicitations to all my brothers and sisters here and also all the Muslims all over the world. Muslims throughout the world who endear and respect Imam Ali. I would also like to congratulate all those justice-seeking and the deprived of the world who have heard about Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the man of justice. I beseech God Almighty to consider us as the true Shiite and true follower of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. I'd like to say a few words about the commemoration of this auspicious occasion. Characteristic merits of Imam Ali and his true faith in God and also the holy jihad that he undertook from the very first day of accepting Islam, and also a greater resolve by Imam Ali to spread justice. Which has attracted not only Muslims, but everyone, in fact, in the world, and also his prayers and supplications, and besieging God Almighty, who can be found, that can be found in Imam Ali's character. And these characteristics cannot be ignored, and it is these characteristic merits are not matters of matter of dispute among Muslims of all sects, all religions. Imam Ali is a personality, is a character that all sects in Islam agree on his grand status and also his unique character. So we can dare say that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, stands at a point where all Muslims of any sect can agree upon and come together. All sects in Islam, except a few that have left, in fact, Islam, all other sects agree on the grand status and very unique position that he holds in the world of Islam. You can find this and bear witness to it in the books and the essays published by Shiites and Sunnis, for instance, as well. So Imam Ali stands at the point where all Muslims agree on one issue, and that's Imam Ali's character. So we can say he's a symbol of unity among Muslims all over the world. And this unity is needed in the world of Islam, especially at present time when the enemies of Islam do not support any special Islam, any sects of Islam or any religions, and in fact they are trying to create discord among different religions in Islam, in the Islamic faith. And this is a crucial time where we need to come together and unify, and Imam Ali can be a symbol of this unity. Imam Ali can be a point where all Muslims of different religions can come together and reach solidarity and unity. No Muslim of any sect can claim that Imam Ali belongs to them. We Shiites are known as those people, those Muslims that truly endear Imam Ali, but we cannot say that Imam Ali belongs to Shiism only. In fact, Muslims of different denominations can have the same claim, and that means that Imam Ali belongs to all Muslims. Here we are talking about a personality that followed Prophet Muhammad's teachings from early childhood to adolescence, and also to the younger age. And all Muslims believe that he never neglected following Prophet Muhammad. So Shiites, Sunnis, and all other religions in the Islamic faith can look up to Imam Ali and choose him as a role model. Imam Ali belongs to all of us, all Muslims. In fact, when you read about Imam Ali's mottos and slogans, you can conclude that he talked with all Muslims. This was a point I wanted to mention. Another point I like to mention is the love we have for Imam Ali. In different traditions, we read about those people who have the love for Imam Ali in their hearts. On the resurrection day, they will find proximity to Imam Ali and be with him. But loving Imam Ali and only loving him is not enough. We Shiites throughout the world have defined Shiism as those who love Imam Ali and also follow him. We, no matter what we do, can never reach the same level that Imam Ali was, but we can try our best. We should remember that Imam Ali, in his rich life, a life that can be learned a lot of lessons from, had several priorities in his life. One was justice and is spreading justice in the society. In fact, Imam Ali's justice seeking is the most notable, fighting the oppressor and supporting the oppressed and getting back what belonged to the oppressed can clearly be studied in Nahj al-Balagha, the book of Imam Ali's words. When you read about his statements in Nahj al-Balagha, you will come to the realization that Imam Ali cared about justice and he was after justice. In fact, Imam Ali talks about the difficult times and times of hardship. He confesses to the fact that he will never oppress anyone and show brutality towards anyone in order to collect the riches of the world. The material aspects of life was worth nothing with Imam Ali. Imam Ali tells the world to go and find someone else to deceive. Imam Ali says that the materialistic life cannot deceive him. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, an Islamic system based on the values of Islam and teachings of Islam, demands sensitivity about justice. In other words, if Imam Ali was living with us at present time among people who show their love for Imam Ali, what do you think Imam Ali would be after the most? Without a doubt, he would be after justice and spreading it throughout the society. Here we are not talking about justice for one nation, one specific nation, or a specific people. Imam Ali was after justice throughout the world. And justice is what today's mankind is thirsty for. In fact, Prophet Muhammad and infallible imams all tried to find that justice. Those people who are after the riches of the world and the materialistic aspect of life cannot be considered as the ones that can give justice to people. Seeking justice and spreading it throughout the society needs a strong resolve, and we should all try our best to follow Imam Ali's path. We, of course, confess that we will not be able to do the way Imam Ali did. We are not in the same position that Imam Ali was. We cannot have that strong resolve. In order to act like him and be like him, but we should try our best. Imam Ali was even questioning those managers and also people who had attorneyship from him to run the society. And this we should follow. And our people should be after justice in the country and everywhere else. In fact, there is injustice all over the world, and there is oppression by the people, by the powerful and the world arrogance. And here we are in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and it is a duty for every one of us to fight the oppressors, and our slogan and our motto should be seeking justice in domestic and also international affair and arena. In order to seek this justice and promote it, we need first to strengthen our ties with God Almighty, and that means supplications, prayers, beseeching God, looking up to God and his blessings, asking for blessings of God. And of course, you know that month of Rajab, present month, is the month to beseech God Almighty. We should use month of Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan as the occasions to find God's blessings. If we are to find the right path and follow that path, we need to strengthen our bond with God Almighty. This bond can be strengthened through daily prayers, supplications, staying away from sin. You see, Imam Ali, the brave man who proved his bravery in the battlefield, and no one can deny it, when he prayed and when he did his everyday prayers, he used to cry and bow down to God and surrender to God. This Sha'baniyya prayers can show us how he surrendered to God Almighty and begged him for forgiveness and blessings. I thank God to see that our people, especially our young people, are inclined towards God Almighty and do the prayers. Today, 13th of Rajab, is the first day of i'tikaf, a period where people, especially the young, thousands of them, go into the mosques and they stay there 2 or 3 days and they supplicate and pray to God. All these young people are sitting in the mosque, fasting, and with empty stomachs and thirsty, they are supplicating and praying to God. I would like to advise all those people who are in charge of mosques and i'tikaf, the period of sitting in the mosque, I'd like to advise them to have some special programs. Of course, they should be careful not to disturb the moments of contemplation undertaken by each individual. In fact, these people, especially the young people, are sitting in the mosque in order to establish a line with God and strengthen their bond to God. When you have programs designed for groups of Muslims in the mosque, you might disturb those the solitude of the young who are reading Quran and Nahjul Balagha and Sahife Sajadiyye, Imam Sajjad's Book of Prayers. This book is a miraculous collection, is a collection of miraculous words. In fact, this book has been translated into Farsi. And we should read these books and think about them, contemplate them, and learn from them. These words are more than just some prayers. They are lessons to be learned. So, it's the month of Rajab. It is the month in which we beseech God Almighty and also commemorate Imam Ali. This way we can strengthen our ties with God Almighty, and then God Almighty will give us the strength to take giant leaps and progress and fight our enemies. A nation that is after its dignity needs a strong resolve, and it needs to know what it wants and remember God Almighty. At present time, our people, because of Islam, have to face the challenges imposed by our enemies. If we are to find salvation, we need to be independent and not surrender to the world arrogance and to the oppressors of the world. And this is the point where we differ and we have problem with some countries. Our people refuse to bow down to the arrogant powers and does not want to give in, and it wants to protect its interests. And then we have to face the world arrogance with the Americans in the forefront fighting us. What they have in mind is to plunder our resources, influence our social life, and confiscate whatever we own. In fact, all the slogans showing that they are after human rights and humanity are nothing but lies. So, we need to be careful to be truly independent of other powers. There are countries who, on the paper, are considered as independent, but they are manipulated by the world powers. The Iranian nation wants to achieve and keep its independence, and in order to do so, we need to strengthen our ties with God and fight the oppressors, and we should thank God that in the last 30 years, Iranian nation has proved many times that it can stand up for its rights and fight the enemy. What you're watching is an audience given by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Supreme Leader of Islamic Revolution, to people on the birth anniversary of Imam Ali, which was on Wednesday, that is yesterday. Resisting the world arrogant powers means achieving our dignity, and with the help of God Almighty, and looking up to God's blessings, can be achieved. In fact, superpowers of the world always try to intimidate and frighten the smaller powers of the world. They know better that they cannot confront the nations directly. Now, world powers can replace governments in the countries that the regime in those countries do not have the backing of the people. And the governments can be changed easily. But a system that is supported by the people and has people's faith behind it, the world arrogance cannot directly challenge these systems, because they have to challenge the people. From the very first day of Islamic Revolution in Iran, when the Americans were kicked out of this country, has tried to intimidate our people and our statesmen, but it has not succeeded and will never succeed, because Islamic system in Iran is based on people's faith and support. Some superpowers and some worldly politicians sometimes commit some silly and stupid acts which surprises people. Now they're talking about mobilizing people and provoking people to stand up to Islamic system in Iran. They spend millions of dollars in order to instigate social moves and social uprising against the system. This is stupid thinking. Our system stems from the people, and it's a grassroots system. You cannot mobilize people against people. The day that the system loses its people's backing and support, that is the day that the system is in jeopardy. But a system of government that is supported by the people cannot be confronted this way. They threaten us. They find some pretexts, such as a nuclear issue in Iran. I need to mention something here once again and reiterate that the great achievement that we have had in the nuclear issue, the achievements achieved by the people, has been a historical and grand achievement. And this know-how, the nuclear technology, has been acquired in the country. It's an indigenous know-how, and with the help of people, our officials have achieved this. And no power in the world can deny us of our inalienable right to own nuclear know-how. Fortunately, the officials of the country and the statesmen in the Islamic Republic of Iran have kept a strong resolve. Of course, there are those enemies of Islamic system, such as the United States, openly say that they don't want to see Iranian people enjoying the achievements, the nuclear achievement. They say this clearly. Of course, there are those countries in the West that would like to talk with us and allay all the fears that might exist there. We have agreed to talk to the Europeans. Of course, in the past, not long ago, we didn't think that talking to those countries was fruitful. But then we found out that they respect our right and they respect our people. And they never came close to those, to the red zone, to those no's and don'ts as far as our people are concerned. There are some red lines that no one should cross, and some of these European countries stayed away from those lines. But I should advise them that future talks can be useful and fruitful if there is no, if the talks are conducted in an atmosphere of friendship, and there should not be any threat leveled against Iran. We will not tolerate any language of threat, and our people will never tolerate that. Those officials in charge of nuclear energy are going forward with full strength. Now we have the High Council of Security, where our president is the head of that council, and they decide, and whatever decision announced, whether by the president or other officials, have been reached on the basis of consensus. Our enemies are trying to show that there is a difference of opinion among our officials, the heads of the three branches, and the representatives of the supreme leadership are there, and with the strong resolve of the committed people in that council, are following the guidelines. Our position is very clear. If our negotiating partners accept that they should respect our people and respect our dignity and observe the red lines that we have drawn and stay away from those lines, we are ready to talk to them. Again, they should never threaten us. Our people are very sensitive about the language of threat. And we have said this time and again that if anyone makes a stupid move against our people, we will deal a blow to them which will be very costly and cost them dearly. That's what our people say. Now, the Americans and the Zionists are grappling with a lot of problems in their own countries. George Bush's administration is facing a lot of problems on the eve of the elections, and also the evil regime of Zionists. They sometimes threaten us, and we don't care what they say. As far as these are just talks, we don't pay attention. But if they ever decide to take any action against Islamic Republic of Iran, and if they decide to invade Iran, our people will cut off the hands of the invaders. It makes no difference whether the criminal hand has a role in the government. George Bush should not make the mistake that his tenure is about to finish, and if he attacks Iran, he would be scot-free. Even if George Bush is not in power, our people will take him to the court and punish him, even if he's not in the office. I beseech God, and I thank God that has given us a lot of hope. We were never disappointed of God's blessings, even for one moment, and I hope we will stay the same and will never be disappointed. God Almighty has made our people strong and confident, and my brothers and sisters, and especially the young people of Iran, I would like to advise you that if you want to keep this strong resolve in yourself, strengthen your ties with God Almighty. Talk to God and ask God and beseech Him and beg Him to help you stay away from the sin, from the evil, and God Almighty will help you. And God willing, our young people will see the day and the days that will be sweeter than the days that they have already seen. The horizon for Islamic Republic of Iran is clear, and let's all beseech God Almighty to do the way our Prophet Muhammad wanted and Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi wants us to do, and bless the souls of the martyrs of Islam.